By the end of the 1950s, CIA experimentation had grown, with funding running through such CIA fronts as the Geschichter Fund for Medical Research, the Society for the Study of Human Ecology, and the Josiah Macy Jr. Foundation. With the CIA funding masked by such foundations, drug experimentation reached down to university campuses and other public institutions across the United States. Once again, the U.S. Public Health Service played a role. At the Public Health Service's Addiction Research Center in Lexington, Kentucky, drug addicts would be given morphine or heroin in exchange for participating in drug experiments there, including the ingestion of LSD. One of the universities involved was Harvard, where Dr. Timothy Leary, along with Richard Alpert, later known as Ram Dass, conducted a series of experiments with LSD and psilocybin. Leary had come to Harvard after serving as director of clinical research and psychology at the Kaiser Foundation Hospital in Oakland, California. The Kaiser Family Foundation, a leader in health policy and communications, was named for Henry J. Kaiser, a wealthy industrialist and shipbuilder who in 1946 began Kaiser Aluminum. According to Foundation literature, Kaiser campaigns are based on a new model of public service programming pioneered by the Foundation, direct partnership with major media companies, and a comprehensive, multi-platform communication strategy that goes far beyond traditional PSAs, public service announcements. Current partners in the U.S. include MTV, BET, Univision, ViacomCBS, and Fox. Together, Kaiser's campaigns reach tens of millions of people annually and have won multiple Emmy and Peabody Awards in recent years. It is no wonder that the aluminum waste product fluoride has received such favorable media attention over the years. Many stories circulated around Harvard concerning LSD parties and undergraduates selling LSD-laced sugar cubes on and off campus. Leary was fired from the university in 1963, officially because he missed a committee meeting. Alpert, too, was dismissed, reportedly for violating an agreement not to supply LSD to undergraduates. This was the first time in the 20th century that Harvard faculty members had been fired. Both Leary and Alpert began writing articles chastising Harvard and extolling the virtues of drugs.